It's a fairly common occurrence in the world of retail. Not every new product is eagerly embraced. This could be due to not being familiar with the product, maybe the price, just to name a couple of reasons. This is certainly true regarding electric vehicles. While offering numerous benefits for someone's wallet and pocketbook, as well as the environment, really wasn't until federal tax credits were offered that sales of EVs really skyrocketed. Well, that tax incentive is about to come to an end at the end of this month, thanks to the Trump administration. So is there still time to take advantage of a fairly sizable tax credit? What will the end of this tax credit mean for electric vehicles overall? Joining us to explore all this is an Emmy Award-winning USA Today tech journalist, tech lifestyle contributor for the Today Show, many other media outlets. She also shares her insight and guidance in all things tech with her newsletter, Tech-ish, Jennifer Jolly. How are you today, Jennifer?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Got a website to check out what Jen is all about and her guidance and wisdom of all things tech. It is techish.com. We have that link at our homepage. I was looking at sales of EVs, Jen, and if you look at quarter two of this year, there was a little dip, and I'm knowing what this story is all about now that we'll get into. It's probably because people thought this $7,500 tax credit was going to be around. So it's like, well, it's good. I like it. I just don't really need to do it now. Well, they kind of need to do it now, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And you know what's really crazy is August was Ford Motor Company's sixth consecutive month of sales gains, really big gains in sales of electric vehicles as the nation's car buyers hurry to get ahead of the expiration of the federal electric vehicle tax credit. Sales increased by almost 4%. That's a lot for this time period. And what we're looking at is, you know, you can still get up to $7,500 off a new electric or plug-in hybrid and up to $4,000 off a used one until September 30th. A lot of times that money gets taken right off of the sticker price at the dealership so that you can use that money as a down payment. These incentives were originally set to last until about 2032, but the president's one big beautiful bill has pulled that end date forward dramatically to just a few weeks from now.
And does this also include leasing a vehicle or is it just a purchase?
Actually does include leases. So that $7,500 federal incentive, it doesn't just vanish because you're looking at a lease. It goes to the leasing company, and most of those leasing companies pass it right along to you as the consumer as a discount that's built into your monthly payments. Plus, leasing can take out some of the long-term concerns. It takes those out of the equation. Things like resale value and battery life. So for a lot of people, leasing is a lower cost, kind of lower worry way to get behind the wheel before the incentives expire. Those incentives expire on September 30th. So no matter if you're looking to buy or lease, you just have a few weeks to do it now.
As long as you sign the deal by the time before September 30th, you're good to go. Are there any qualifiers, any limitations? Is every EV a qualifying EV, for example?
Not every single EV on the market is a qualifying EV. Sometimes it depends on where you live. It depends on what dealer you're working with. But I have a Ford F-150 Lightning. This is the perfect pickup truck. I live on a farm, and I have a regular diesel F-250. I cannot believe how much the 150 Lightning, cannot believe the upgrades, the future kind of proofing that this has given me. Things like an automatic tow, like it will reverse itself and line itself up with my horse trailer, like things that, you know, I have lived with for so long, just kind of as a minor headache. And then a vehicle comes along that just does all the work for you. It's just mind blowing. But the other thing that this F-150 Lightning does for me is kind of showcases that Ford Power Promise. That's an incentive that if you buy or lease any Ford electric vehicles, we also had a Mustang Mach-E here that we had for a while. That was an incredible vehicle to drive around. They'll include, Ford includes a top-of-the-line complimentary charger and a standard installation. But this program also changes September 30th. So you can think of these next few weeks as really your big opportunity for that last chance bundle deal before the end of September. It's kind of, for me, the Super Bowl of EV savings. There are some other incentives not going away, things like Ford's 24/7 support, easy charging with the Blue Oval Charge Network, and the batteries and drive systems are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles. So those are the things to ask at any dealership, no matter what automaker you're going with. Ask about the incentives that aren't going away. They all should be supplying them right now.
And it sounds too, certainly when you say Ford, you think heritage brand name, and certainly F-150 is part of that heritage branding. They have found the way that so many other companies fail to do, to bring a heritage name into a modern view of things, and I think they should be commended for that.
Yeah, they've invested $5 billion in a new family of electric vehicles, which, you know, a lot of people might say, wait, what? You know, since President Trump has taken office and the political winds have really shifted, but if you widen the lens, Ford's big bet is the only natural choice in the face of kind of existential threats to the overall auto business. You know, more and more mainstream car buyers cannot necessarily afford one of those other electric vehicles that are selling for an average of $60,000. So Ford's looking at making new vehicles in the below $40,000 range for the electric vehicle platform, and they're doubling down on that. I think that is a really smart way to go. We're looking at 2027, 2028, having an entire new fleet that is a lot more affordable.
Talking with Jennifer Jolly, Tech Wizard. All things tech is her expertise, and you can find proof of that at TechIsh, her newsletter at TechIsh.com. Learn more about Ford's expansion and continued growth into EVs. Ford.com, the obvious location to do that. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I was looking at sales stats, as I said before, Jennifer, and why is it that sales for a company of in America for EVs typically is around in the hundreds of thousands? But if you go over into Europe and China, or China in particular, they're the leading market for EVs. It's in the millions of units of sales. What are we not grasping as consumers here in America when it comes to EVs?
I think a lot of people have no idea how much time and money electric vehicles save you on average. Driving one of them means no more trips to gas stations. I mean, just imagine that. A full charge for me at home costs about $7. Imagine having driving around with a full tank for under $10. I mean, that's just incredible. Yeah. It saves me close to $2,000 a year in fuel. Maintenance costs drop. No oil changes. Fewer moving parts. There's all of that, but America tends to be 2 to 5 years behind many other countries when it comes to across-the-board technological adoption. So not just in electric vehicles, but things like using your smartphone to pay for things. You know, 2-3 years ago, you go to Europe and you're using Apple Pay everywhere you go. Here, it takes a lot longer for those things. Some of it's regulatory. Some of it is just, hey, you know, we are used to doing things a certain way and it's harder for us to change and pivot. A lot of times we don't make changes until we absolutely have to. So, you know, for some people, it's the only financial kind of idea that makes sense. You know, if you want to keep driving, you're going to have to find a way to do it less expensively and kind of more sanely. And electric vehicles are a lot of the way that that's headed. And a lot of people, you know, I hear this all the time. I get asked about it. Well, emissions, battery production, grid impact, battery life, recycling, all of that. According to the EPA and multiple independent studies, when you factor everything in, electric vehicles still come out cleaner than fossil fuel cars. And then the last element to all of this, and I know you asked me a short question, I'm giving you a really long answer, but the cost, the off-the-lot cost of a new electric vehicle is higher in America than in a lot of other countries. China has figured out a way to make them really cheap. That is one of the things Ford is looking at, is how do you make these come in at that $30,000 to $40,000 range? They're doing it, and we're going to see a lot of that in the next few years.
And for you listening, if you want proof of the benefits in a variety of ways of EVs, look at Southern California, where gas was expensive. People are able to afford transportation, which is the way of life in Southern California. And you look at air quality, especially in the Los Angeles area, as EVs have certainly grown in use in that part of the country. Air quality has improved significantly around there as well. But time is ticking for you until the end of the month. $7,500 tax credit on a new EV, $4,000 on a used. You've been pondering it. You've been thinking about it. Well, I think Jennifer gave you a lot of information and a lot of reasons why you should stop thinking and do it. But you only have until September 30th to get the deed done. Find out about what Ford is all about with EVs, Ford.com. Check out Jennifer's insight into all things tech at her newsletter, Techish, techish.com. Jennifer Jolly, thank you so much for the knowledge, education, information you shared today. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.